Hi, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnah Yomi. We're learning Para, Perek 8, Mishnah 5, and Mishnah 6. Kol Vlad Hatumos Eino Mitame Kelim Elemashke. So all derivative impurities do not render vessels impure except for liquid. Nitma Mashke Timan. If a liquid was rendered impure, it renders them impure. Hari Ze Omer Mitamecha Lo Timuni Va'ata Timasantani. So it can be said, what rendered you impure did not render me impure, but you rendered me impure. Derivative impurities are ritual impurity of the first or second degree. And since vessels are rendered ritually impure only by an avatuma, a primary source of ritual, so except for liquid, it does not render vessels ritually impure. Mishnah 6. Ein kli cheres mitame chavero elemashke. An earthen vessel does not render another vessel impure, only a liquid. Nitma mashke timahu. If a liquid was rendered impure, it does render impure. Hari ze omer mitamecha lo timuni vata timtani. And again, what rendered you impure did not render me impure, but you rendered me impure. So an earthen vessel cannot be rendered impure except for an avatuma. An earthenware can never be an avatuma, so only a liquid could do this. And if the liquid was rendered impure by the earthenware, then the liquid makes the vessel impure. And as a preventive measure, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, a preventative measure against the flux of Azav, which is an avatoma and renders vessels ritually impure by Torah law. Tomorrow we will learn Mishnah 7 and Mishnah 8.